dribbling, 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 and swoosh! Oh, yeah! And another 3 points! Go, Mindy! Go, Mindy! Whoa. Is that your birthday?
Mindy,
go,
Mindy! Did you turn your gingerbread mansion into a basketball court?
Yep, sure did, Guy Razzie. Here, catch!
Ooh. Mindy, this basketball is covered in hair!
Oh, yeah, that's because it's a hairball. A hairball basketball. Now, come on, it's your turn. See if you can throw this hairball into the hair net.
The basketball net is made out of hair, too?
Yep, took me a few hours and a whole lot of hairspray, but I'd say it was definitely worth it, don't you think?
I was actually coming over here to remind you that we have a game show to do, remember?
Ah, the game show! I almost forgot! Hit the lights, Guy Raz!
Places, everyone! Places!
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after Can You Really Tie Your Shoes with String Cheese? It's
Two What's and a Wow! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
Two What's!
And a Wow!
Welcome back, Wowzers! It's time for another hair-raising round of Two What's and a Wow!
Two What's and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the what?
Now, before we begin today's round, let's pick off where we left yesterday.
Yesterday, we gave you 3 scientific facts about color, and we challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A? The human eye can distinguish or detect green more than any other color.
Or was it B? Mosquitoes are attracted to lighter colors.
Or was it C? The first color human babies can recognize is blue.
Well, with the answer, we've got Elizabeth from New York on the phone. Elizabeth, please tell us your winning wow.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. I'm Elizabeth from Sable. My wow in the world is that the human eye can distinguish green more than any other color. Say hi to Reggie for me, and also say hi to Grandma G-Force, Thomas Fingerling, and the annoying dentist.
Aww.
Bye.
Winner, winner, paint chicks for dinner. And there you have it, Wowzers. If you guessed A, the human eye can recognize green more than any other color, you found the wow.
Some scientists think the reason we can perceive or recognize green the most is because being able to see more shades of green helped our ancestors decide which plants were safest to eat.
If you thought the answer was B, it turns out that scientists think mosquitoes are actually attracted to darker colors like black or dark blue.
And if you thought the answer was C, well, the first colors human babies tend to distinguish are actually reds, yellows, and greens, not blues.
Guy Raz, will you tell our winning wowzers what they won?
Well, Mindy, all of our winning contestants today will be taking home their very own invisible food color laser!
This very specific laser technology will allow you to change the color of any food you have around the house with a single zap. Have you ever wanted to eat green chicken wings? Well, now you can!
Congratulations to our winners! We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll have another round of Two What's and a Wow.
Come on, Guy Raz. Let's see if we can squeeze in a quick round of hairball basketball.
Two What's and a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
The following message comes from our sponsor, Chipotle, whose new queso blanco is made with milk sourced from Wisconsin farmers like Brianna Handel. Running a small farm isn't easy, and Brianna has seen many people leave the industry because of financial challenges.
I know so many older generation farms that are still so far in debt, and then they're just passing it on to the next generation and hoping they're going to get out. Well, they probably have to get into debt themselves to get started, and I don't want that for my kids.
To learn more about how Chipotle wants to help bridge the economic challenges farmers face, go to chipotle.com/farmers.
That's it. Back to the show.
Welcome Welcome back to Two What's in a Wow. Let's get on with today's round.
Today's category is hair. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You got it, Guy Raz. Wowzers, we are going to present you with three scientific facts about hair. But, and this is a big but, only one of those facts will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of totally made up. What?
All right, let's get started. Wowzers of the world, which of the following scientific facts about hair is a true scientific wow?
Is it A, on average, we lose 300 strands of hair on our scalp every day?
Or is it B, hair is the fastest growing part on the human body?
Or is it C, the only parts of your skin that can't grow hair are your lips, palms, and soles of your feet?
One more time. Is it A, on average, we lose 300 strands of hair on our scalp every day?
Or is it B, hair is the fastest growing part or tissue on the human body?
Or is it C, the only parts of your skin that don't grow hair are your lips, palms, and soles of your feet?
When you think you have the right answer, write it down on a sheet of paper and call your favorite pizza place and let them know.
And check back tomorrow to see if your wow is the winning wow.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Fursuit of Happiness.
That's right. For this fursuit, we challenge you to find items around your house that, much like fur, could keep you warm. Maybe it's a towel or a bath mat.
We want you to use your engineering skills to create a fur suit out of these materials and see if it'll keep you nice and toasty. Oh, and don't cut up anything without checking with your grown-ups first. Towels don't grow on trees.
And once you finish creating your fur suit, snap a photo. And grown-ups, you can always upload photos to us at tinkercast.com/share. We'll pick a few and post them on our Instagram feed.
And remember to check back tomorrow for the answer to today's game when we play another round of...
Two What's in a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Anya Grundmann and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wow in the World, and our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's in a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
Until next time, keep on wowing!
Made by Tinkercast. And sent to you by NPR.